Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Till I lay my head, oh, I will sing.
of the goodness of God.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, Son, and His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. I want to apologize this morning. We're running a little late. I forgot to set the show. So busy yesterday. I forgot to set the show for 5 a.m. this morning, and I got on, and I realized I hadn't set the show, but I apologize for those of you that came at 5 a.m. and didn't hear anything, but praise God, I was able to set it for 5:30. The show is actually 5 a.m. every morning. We have praise and worship from 5 a.m. to 5:30, and then the word and prayers from 5:30 on. But I apologize this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning to all of you in the name of Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. His grace and peace, Jesus Christ's grace and peace be multiplied unto you and your family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We glorify your name, O God. Your name, O God, is worthy of praises and glory and honor, O God. There is no one like you, Jesus. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. You are the bright and morning star. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God. Thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. Thank you, Lord, for our children. We say thank you, oh God, for our spouses. We say thank you, oh God, for grandchildren. Thank you, oh God, for each and every one under the sound of my voice and their families. Thank you, Lord, for those that are listening now and praying with us. And those that will listen at another time, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for each and every one of us this morning. Hallelujah. Well, great is our God. Great is our God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we repent, for the kingdom of God has come nigh unto us. O Lord God of hosts, hear our prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob's Selah. Behold, O God, our shield. Look upon the face of thine anointed, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield, the Lord that gave grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Lord, we ask that you pour your grace upon our lips in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 45, verse 2. Lord, we ask that you release your grace and glory upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Proverbs 3:34 and Luke 2:40. Jesus, we thank you for the grace and the forgiveness and the forsaking of our sins in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord dwell among us in grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to John 1:14-16. Lord, let your grace be bestowed upon us in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 11:23. Lord, let your grace be upon us for ministry in the name of Jesus Christ, and with great power give the apostles witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Lord, let your great grace rest upon each and every one of us this morning. Lord, let us walk in your grace for signs and wonders be wrought by our hands in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 14:3. And now, brethren, I commend you to God to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Lord, we ask that you connect our faith to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 5:16. Lord, we ask for a revelation of your grace to walk in the fullness of your redemption in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5:15. Lord, we thank you for the grace of God locating and releasing itself on your end time remnant in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 11:5. Thank you for the full power of your grace in our lives to crush the power of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 16:20. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we sin not. For though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction is but for a moment, worketh for a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that yet through his poverty we might be rich. God, give us the focus to grow in your grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us know the manifold grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 1 Peter 4:10. Father, let us find grace in our time of need in the name of Jesus Christ according to Hebrews 4:16. Father, let the grace of the Lord Jesus be with our spirit in the name of Jesus Christ according to Galatians 6:18. Let a word of grace dwell in us richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, we pray. Amen. Holy Spirit, move upon our hearts. Move in our midst this morning. Preeminence in our lives. We surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in our lives. In the name of Jesus, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Oh, we surrender everything in our lives to you. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Father, forgive us of all our sins, O God. Bless us, O God, from all unrighteousness, O God. We repent of all that we've done that's not pleasing to you. We cry out to you, O God, for mercy. Mercy, 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 O God. Have mercy upon me, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Have mercy upon our children, O God. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our great-grand, O God. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Have mercy, O God, upon our spouses. Have mercy upon us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And so, God, we come to thy throne of grace, O God. And we ask you for your mercy that's new every morning. Rain down your mercy upon us. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Kuria masante de kuria satate de kuria satate de kuria masse ye kuria masate de kuria masate de koro mosotoriaka. Father God, we took our spirit, our souls, and our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we took this service in the blood of Jesus. We took our wombs in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood, the blood, the blood, we apply the blood of Jesus to the doorposts of our hearts. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus, the blood that Jesus shed for us. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we soak this service in the blood of Jesus, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we took our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, the members of our families, our household, oh God, in the blood of Jesus, our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, oh God, our siblings, in the blood of Jesus, everyone under the sound of our voice and their families, in the blood of Jesus, their dwelling places, our dwelling places, in the blood of Jesus, the doorposts of our hearts, our children's dwelling places. In the blood of Jesus, our grandkids, the dwelling places. In the blood of Jesus, great-grandkids, dwelling places. Everyone, oh God, if they're on their jobs, wherever they are, we cover with the blood of Jesus, cars, transportation. We cover this day in the precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We apply the blood of Jesus to the work of our hands. We apply the blood of Jesus to our influentials, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus. Let it flow like a tsunami tidal wave, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Take away every evil, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The blood, bring healing and deliverance and restoration to us in the name of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood. Father God, I release the blood of Jesus upon Tina, oh God, in the name of Jesus, upon her also, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus upon her son, our grandson, Mandeka, oh God, the blood of Jesus. Oh God, let the blood speak for her, cover everything in her life, oh God, with the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God, the blood. Let the blood of Jesus perfect everything that concerns Tina, oh God. The blood of Jesus perfect everything that concerns Monica. We apply the blood of Jesus to the work of her hands. We apply the blood of Jesus to our possessions. We apply the blood of Jesus to the denture of the doorposts of our hearts. We apply the blood of Jesus to everything in our life. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus intervene for her, oh God. The blood of Jesus. Oh God, thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. And everyone under the sound of my voice, the blood of Jesus, call your children in and apply the blood of Jesus, your grandchildren in, apply the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, those that are connected to you, the blood of Jesus, I apply the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the members of our families that do not know Jesus and have not received the blood of Jesus for their lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I apply the blood of Jesus, the blood to crystallize the blood of Jesus to everything that she treasures, the blood of Jesus to flood her womb, the blood of Jesus upon her spirit, soul, mind, and body, the blood of Jesus upon her mindset, the blood of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus to her children's lives. I apply the blood of Jesus to Christian, Joshua, and Zechariah, the blood of Jesus upon her household. Release the blood of Jesus upon her job. Release the blood of Jesus upon her possessions. The blood of Jesus, the blood. Oh God, the blood of Jesus upon our workplace, the blood of Jesus to perfect all that concerns us, the blood of Jesus, oh God, the blood to bring favor, oh God, to their lives, oh God, the blood of Jesus for Ricky, oh, the blood of Jesus upon Al, Ricky and Makari, the blood of Jesus upon his household, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, for Shay, the blood of Jesus, apply the blood of Jesus to Donovan, the blood of Jesus to Mimi, the blood of Jesus to Mercury. Oh God, cover Donovan in the blood of Jesus, the blood bring him to salvation, the blood of Jesus in the guidance. Lord, release the holy angels upon that child to be with him. Oh God, do not let evil take over him. Oh God, save him from the clutches of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy, oh God. The blood of Jesus upon Ricky, the blood of Jesus upon Mimi, the blood of Jesus upon Shalanda, the blood of Jesus upon their household, the blood of Jesus upon their possession, the blood of Jesus upon their relationship, the blood. Hallelujah, what am I, Sunday, de Kuye? Hallelujah, upon their mindset. The blood of Jesus, oh God, upon Al, oh God. The blood of Jesus upon his marriage. The blood, oh God, bring he and his wife back together. The blood of Jesus restore their marriage. The blood of Jesus restore their family. The blood of Jesus restore their womb. The blood of Jesus, oh God, the blood upon CJ, the blood of Jesus, Jamir, the blood of Jesus upon their household, the blood of Jesus upon Nikki, the blood of Jesus upon Al, the blood of Jesus upon Kamari, the blood of Jesus upon CJ, the whole household, the blood of Jesus. Fly the blood of Jesus upon Apostle Irving, the blood, hallelujah, for everything that he touches, the blood of Jesus, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in his body, the blood of Jesus upon his job, the work of his hand, his possessions, the blood of Jesus upon Mary Emma, and the blood of Jesus upon her children. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus upon Fatmata, her husband, her children, the blood of Jesus upon her household, oh God, her grandchildren, the blood of Jesus upon Prophetess. Also, God, the blood of Jesus upon our children, the blood of Jesus upon our grandchildren, the blood of Jesus upon Mama Somerville, her children, her grandchildren, her household, the blood of Jesus. Horia Masha, let the blood speak for Mama Somerville. Let the blood of Jesus speak for her. Cover her in the blood. Protect her, oh God. Be a wall of fire around her and the glory within her. Oh God, the blood of Jesus, oh God. The blood, send your Holy Jesus to be with her 24/7, guiding and protecting her. Oh God, let your presence stay with her, oh God, for in your presence there is assurance, there is hope, there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Mother Somerville, the blood of Jesus. Mother Brooks, the blood of Jesus. The house of the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Lord Elijah, the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood, of Jesus. The blood of Jesus upon Pastor Young and her household, the blood of Jesus upon her children and her grandchildren, the blood of Jesus to bring healing, to help for recovery, the blood of Jesus upon Pastor and her household, the blood of Jesus, oh God, let your angels be with Pastor Young, guiding, protecting her, let your presence be there, oh God, be with her, with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, your blood of Jesus upon her daughter, guide and protect her from every form of evil, oh God, seen and unseen, new and undue, we cast out every work of the enemy against their lives, against their destiny. The blood of Jesus upon Samuel, oh God, the blood. Who do you have? Everyone under the sound of my voice, the blood of Jesus. Father God, you know, I don't know every name, but you know every number that's here this morning, oh God, you see the numbers. I don't know, some of your children, I don't know who they are, but they're here to receive from you. So cover them in the blood of Jesus. Let them receive their portion of blessings and overflow, oh God. Cover their household in the blood of Jesus. This week, let it be covered in the blood of Jesus. We cast every plan of the enemy, see that unseen, do that undone, against our lives, against our destinies, in the name of Jesus. I am that I am. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Cover Parita and her children in the blood of Jesus. Bindu and her husband in the blood of Jesus. The blood. Father God, the blood. The blood of Jesus. Let there be light. Let your holy light shine. Hover over each and every person under the sound of my voice. Father God, let your perfect will be done in our lives. I cover Allison with the blood of Jesus. Her husband, her children, her household, with the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, Rabasetiria Kurubasetiriaka. Hallelujah, Rabasetiria Kurubasetiriaka. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you, O God. Uriya Basetiria Kurubasetiriaka. Hallelujah, Rabasetiria Kurubasetiriaka. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If your presence do go with us, we cannot go, Lord. Uriya Basetiria Kurubasetiria Kurubasetiria Kurubasetiria. So, Father, we thank you for this wonderful, blessed day in the name of Jesus. I pray there's so many people mourning the loss of their loved ones, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And for Father God, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that the Holy Ghost will comfort all those that are mourning the loss of their loved ones. Father God, hallelujah, even hallelujah, Minister Geller, oh God. Lord, she's supposed to minister at our service on Friday. But Lord, I pray, Lord, that you comfort her family as, oh God, over the loss of her sister. And Lord, oh God, comfort the family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I cover, oh God, Evangelist Deborah and her children, her household, with the blood of Jesus. I cover Prophetess Olabatu and her household with the blood of Jesus. Father God, cover myself with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for your precious blood. Jesus, holy dear, we have prayed. Amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. I'm not going to keep you long this morning, but the Lord, as I was praying, the Lord just brought something to mind. We thank God for the fresh bread. I know those of you, many of you have been with me for years. And one thing I can say that the Lord always releases this prayer life you go over the past over 12 plus years, and rarely we never have to see message, never have to see word. God always gives us that fresh bread just right from the oven of heaven, and it's, let us thank God for the fresh manna. Fresh manna, the word of God. You can receive scripture, but every time you would get, there's so many revelation that he gives you for the scripture. Applying to what is going on in our lives. Applying to what is going on in your life as an individual. Amen. Oh, God, isn't he wonderful? Isn't he Jesus? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're going to look at John 2. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. Hallelujah. On the third day, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the Spirit of God. He's right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's look at the third day. Oh, I love this. On the third day. What happened on it? I want you to look at the number 3. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit unity and oneness. The third day, Jesus was resurrected. How many? On the third day, he resurrected. Jesus actually, third day, made a tomb for us. The tomb was empty. Hallelujah. When Mary Magdalene went on the third day. So we're not dealing with the third day today, but I just want you to, it just hit me, the third day. On the third day, there was a wedding in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. Hallelujah. Both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. They were invited to the wedding. Hallelujah. And Jesus wanted to let us know that the mother was there and his mother was there. So Jesus' disciples were invited. The Jewish people, when they did the wedding, during those days, those weddings lasted a whole week. It was a If you notice something about God, I don't know if anyone has paid attention, but you read about the Old Testament and New Testament, one of the neat things, you know, you see the different feasts, the seven feasts, you always see God celebrating. Hallelujah. The feasts, the different things. Hallelujah. Amen. And most of these things, it's celebration towards Jesus Christ. Amen. Celebration, celebration, celebration. So what I would say, that this is a wedding, and a wedding is a celebration. So the wine ran out. The mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. And Jesus said to her, what business do you have for me, woman? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servant, whatever he tells you, do it. God, there were six stools, one apart standing there for the Jewish custom of purification, continued two or three measures each. Those water was for when people come in, they used to wash their feet. Okay? That water was for wash your feet, your hands, and all that stuff. They were very good on that stuff, the purification. I'm not talking about spiritual purification. I'm talking about physical cleaning yourself. You couldn't, you know, those days people walk on your feet, and I mean, they dust on your shoes, on your saddles and stuff, and put it in. So you had to wash your feet and had to clean feet to get into other people's house, to get into people's houses and wash your hands. I love that. That's very good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So those water pots were for purification and what it means, they're not using, you pour it in a basin, not that you take it, you pour it and everybody will wash. Yeah, each person had a thing to wash their feet and things, not that you, so it's not contaminated because you're pouring it out. So there were six. If you notice what God is in the third day, three, hallelujah, you look at the unity of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. When you look at number three, look at the resurrection. Something is about to happen when you see number three. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And then when you see the number six, now there were six water stool pots. Hallelujah. But you always look at the number on the sixth day. God created what? God created man on the sixth day. Number, when you look at it prophetically, when you always pay attention to your Bible, read every word, every word. The sixth day is the sixth day we were created. It's man's number. A lot of people will tell you, that's why it's good to study for yourself. Oh, six is not a good number, but six is the day God created man, his highest creation. The day he created man in his image and his likeness. Hallelujah. Because after he created man, what happened on the seventh day? He rested. He finished creation on the sixth day after he created man. Man was created on the sixth day. He had everything done before, and then after he prepared everything, then man was created on the sixth day. Some people will look at it as a negative number. I don't look at number six as a negative number. So each is who, but I personally, prophetically, I don't look at number six as a negative number. Yes, the devil will come with 666. That's for the revelation. That's another topic. That's a different thing because the devil is a copycat. He copies everything that God does, and he perverts what God does. But God's highest creation was the sixth day. No animal was made in the image and likeness of God. Only humans were made in the image and likeness. He said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. And man was created on the sixth day. Hallelujah. Even though Adam and Eve messed up in the Garden of Eden, but after he made us, oh my God, he was so proud. You know, people got to look at the Bible, read it, and let God give you revelation just to listen to what, even with me, to go ahead and let the Holy Ghost give you a revelation. What is Apostle Marcus say? Lord, give me the revelation. I need to have more understanding. I need to apply this word in my life. So Lord, show me. You know, that's what we do. We be like the Bereans. The Bereans tested the word, and when people say that you don't take everything for granted, you go and ask the Holy Spirit to show you, and you take this word for yourself, and you read it. What? Am I speaking to myself this morning? seriously, anytime you hear the word of God, the pastor preaching, anybody preaching, you take that word and you, to help you to have an understanding and a revelation of that word. So what I'm telling you about Genesis, God created man, or apostle, maybe not everybody might know that. We always assume that people know everything. Not everybody knows that. Sometimes you have new Christians. So what is she talking about? This sex and God. So you take that, you go to the scripture, you go to Genesis. You look on the Genesis. And when you go to Genesis, you look at the verse. Hallelujah. That the Bible says, and God said, let us, in Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth. Then God gives, he said, let them have. We get in that dominion that have created man in his full image, in the image of God created he. Male and female created he them. And he blessed them. Okay? So when you do to look Genesis 28, you see that God, and let's go to 31, and God saw everything that he had made. Behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning was the sixth day. So we were on the sixth day. And afterwards, what he did, he rested on the seventh. Hallelujah. You should be happy for that. I should be happy. So the six water pots, big water pots, purification. I could go on and on about those water pots. But let's look at what the Holy Ghost is speaking, Spirit of the Living God. So no one, there's no wine. The wine is over. There's no wine. Jesus' mother said that they have no wine. They have no wine. What business do you have with me, woman? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servant, whatever he tells you, do it. So Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. There were 6-2 water pots that made those water pots because the people had been celebrating. It was empty. So Jesus said, fill the water pots with water. Fill it up to the brim. Draw some out and take it to the head waiter. And he took it to his. When the head waiter tasted the water which had become wine and did not know where it came from, when the servant who had drew the water did, the head waiter called the groom and said, every man served the good wine first. When the guests are drunk, then he served the poor wine. But you have kept wine until now. This is the first miracle. Jesus, he revealed his glory. What I'm saying to you, God, and this is a word to every one of us, including me, I am saying to you this morning, it's a word of the Lord. Maybe feel that you're at the end of the road with certain things. Don't get discouraged. Maybe you don't have this and you don't have that. Maybe you've been toiling like a fisherman all night and you have caught nothing. Maybe there's so many promises that have been made to you. Prophetic words that have been spoken and you haven't seen nothing yet. Maybe you act up like you doubt. Can you imagine having all the guests at your place and the wine run out? All of those of us who like, who serve, or most women, when you have people at your house and you serving and having something, everything run out, because this is a 7 days wedding stuff. My God, what will we do? Those doors open? Hallelujah. Have you been driving in your car and your dad, I only have a little bit of gas, and you begin to pray to God, Lord, can you do God literally, miraculously put gas in your car? You'd be surprised the miracles God do when you have faith and belief. What am I saying to you? Never give up on God. There might be no wine, but when Jesus comes in, that wine is the best wine. Hallelujah. Fill the water pots. I told you man was created on the 6 days in the Word. We are men. Let Jesus, we're empty. We're moving about. Hallelujah. The church moving on emptiness. Oh God, just moving on our intellect, our theology. Empty. And people think, you know, the wine represents the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Wine represents the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. New wine. That's what it said. You cannot put new wine in old wineskin. Hallelujah. God, Jesus Christ, wants to pour that new wine in you, in me. Let us pray right now, if you're here with me. I want you to pray, Lord, empty me of myself, empty me of every negative word, empty me of thinking, some of us think so negative of ourselves. We don't even need people to say it. We feel negative about ourselves. Sometimes you reject that by your family. Do you know rejection? Sometimes people reject that by their own self. Your mind reject the Spirit of God that is in you. And because your mind rejects the Spirit, that's why the Spirit, it brings about depression. When your mind rejects the Spirit in you, when your mind tells you you're no good, because your mind, the mindset, that's why let the mind of Christ be in you. The mind. Who am I speaking with this morning? Don't let your mind play tricks on you. You are created in the image and likeness of God. Regardless of your experiences and regardless of how you look, you are created in the image and likeness of God. Depression comes to mind. People speak things into you, and when they speak things to you and say, look at you, you're foolish, then you think you're foolish because they plant seeds of doubt in your mind. What am I saying? Get rid of it. You speak good. Who are you? You are created in the image and the likeness of God. You speak, I am. Who God, you are who God says you are, not what man says, not what your mommy or your daddy says if they're negative, not what the world says. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Do let people like to plant seeds, but do it. What does this have to do with a wedding feast? Hallelujah. The wine has to be emptied. It has to be no wine. Then Jesus turned that water into wine. So Jesus has poured that new wine into us. New wineskin. The wineskin is your mind, your thoughts, your negative experiences, your tradition and religion. No, no, no. Jesus wants to do something new. New wine. You have not allowed him to pour that new wine because you still carry that old wineskin. It will burst. Sometimes you got to repeat affirmations to yourself. And that's why you got to pray out loud and repeat what the Bible says about you. You keep repeating, I am this, that, that. I am who God says I am. I am. And you repeat, I am affirmations. And those of you who need to get the I am affirmations, believe me, if you keep saying this, every morning you keep saying your I am affirmation, you start believing who Christ says you are. And every I am affirmation comes with the scripture. So you speak in what God says about you. That means you allowing that old wineskin to go, that mindset. And then the new wine is coming. And best, I will take you through. Hallelujah. Are you going to allow that? I'm ready for new wine. We're in a new season. You can't go above the wine for the last season. Do you know every time there's new things coming out, no, you got to go to that new, that wine that comes from Jesus Christ. New wine. At the marriage supper of the Lamb, if you look at Revelation, you will be at the supper with what? It will be wine served. Hallelujah. And the one who created the wine, the Holy Ghost, the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You be invited to that marriage supper of the Lamb. You are an overcomer. Jesus. You have to repeat those affirmations to yourself every day of your life. Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. Look, every one of us go through discouraging moments, but you always got to remember what Christ says about you, my sisters and brothers. And I'm going to end with that. Father, I thank you this morning for the new wine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the new wineskin, my mind, the mindset. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we bless you and we thank you. Let me say this affirmation. I am that I am. I am the open door which no man can shut. That's Christ. I am the light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, that's Jesus. I am the resurrection, I am the ascension in the light. I am the fulfillment of all my needs and requirements of the hour of Christ. I am abundant supply for us upon all life, that's Jesus. Jesus says, I am perfect sight and hearing. I am the manifest perfection of being. I am the light of the Holy of Holies. I am the Son of God. I'm the light in the holy mountain of God. Hallelujah. I am. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, when you have Jesus, everything comes together in your life. I am God. Now, this is for you. I am God's child, for I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. I am forgiven of all my sins and washed in the blood of Jesus. I am a new creature in Christ. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated in God's kingdom. I am redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. I am blessed. I am a saint. I in the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. I am holy and without blame before him in love. I am the elect of God. I am established to the end. I am made near to my heavenly Father by the blood of Christ. I'm set free. I am strong in the Lord. I am dead to sin. I am more than a conqueror. I am joint heir with Christ Jesus. I am sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. I am in Christ by his doing. I am accepted in the beloved. I am complete in Christ Jesus. I am crucified with Christ. I am alive with Christ. I am free from condemnation. I am reconciled to God. I am qualified to share in his inheritance, firmly rooted and built up and established in my faith and overflowing and thanksgiving. I am born of God, and the evil one cannot touch me. I am his faithful follower. I am a fellow citizen with the sins of the household of God. I am built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. I am overtaken with blessings. I am his disciple because I have love for others. I am the light of the world. I am the salt of the earth. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am a partaker of his divine nature. I am called of God. I am an ambassador for Christ. I am God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. I am the apple of my Father's eye. I am healed by the strength of Jesus. I am being changed into his image. I am a child of God. I am Christ's friend. I am chosen and appointed by God to bear his fruit. I am enslaved to God. I am a son and daughter of God. I am a temple of God. His spirit dwells in me. I am joined to the Lord. I am one with him. I am a member of Christ's body. I am reconciled to God. And I am a minister of reconciliation. I am one in Christ. I am heir of God. Since I am a son and daughter of God, I am righteous and holy in Christ Jesus. I am a citizen of heaven, seated in heaven places right now. I am an expression of life of Christ because he is my life. I am chosen and dearly loved by Christ. I am a son or daughter of light and not of darkness. I am a holy brother, sister, partaker of a heavenly calling. I am one of God's living stones. I am being brought up as a spiritual host. I am a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession to proclaim the excellence of him. I am the enemy of the devil. I am now a child of God. I resemble Christ. I will resemble Christ when he returns. I am not the great I am, but by the grace of God, I am what he says I am. I am dead with Christ and dead to the power of sin rules over my life. I am dead. I no longer live for myself, but for God. I'm bought with a price. I'm not my own. I belong to God. I'm established, anointed, and sealed by God in Christ. I'm given the Holy Spirit as a pledge, a guarantee of my inheritance. I am crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ. I'm chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. I'm predestined, determined by God to be his son or daughter. I am sanctified. I am with the one that sanctified, the sanctifier, Christ. He is not ashamed to call me brother, sister. I have received the Spirit of God into my life that I may know the things given to me by God. I have been redeemed, forgiven. I'm a recipient of his lavish grace. I have been raised and seated with Christ in the heavens. I have Christ himself in me. I have been firmly rooted in Christ. I'm not built up in him. I've been buried, raised, and made alive with Christ. I have been raised up with Christ. My life is now hidden with Christ in God, for Christ is now my life. I have been given a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. I've been called and I've been saved and called, set apart according to God's doing. I have a right to boldly come before the throne to find mercy and grace in a time of need. I've been given exceedingly great and precious promises by God, which I am a partaker of his divine nature. I have the mind of Christ. I have obtained an inheritance. I have overcome the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I shall overcome because greater is he who is in me than who is in the world. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, power and thy glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed weekend.